This is KLLG LP 97.9 FM, Willits, California. I'm Greg Schindel, train singer, and we are now boarding the Bipolar Express. All chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga up the hill, puffing and chugging, you know the engine will. I reach the summit and go down the other side. Whoopee! What a ride. Clickety-clackety, clickety-clackety-clang. Look at the engine, that's old 45. When fired up and ready, seems to come alive. Listen to that wailing whistle, woo-woo, all around the countryside. Whee! What a ride. Clickety-clackety, clickety-clackety-clack. Up the grade she goes, woo! The wheels are slipping up the grade she goes until we reach the summit and go down the other side. Whee! What a ride. Clickety-clackety, clickety-clackety-clack. Come on. Summit and go down the other side. Whee! What a ride. Clickety-clackety, clickety-clackety-clack. Look out the tracks, a horseshoe curve is here. Why, I'm in the caboose, but I see the engineer, and he's waving from that grand old engine, steaming on with pride. Whee! What a ride. Clickety-clackety, clickety-clackety-click. Okay. Chug, 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 chug up the hill. Puffin' and a chuggin', you know the engine will reach the summit and go down the other side. Whee! What a ride! Clickety-clackety, clickety-clack. Lickety-clackety, clickety-clack. Say, woo, woo, whoop, whoopee. You know, old 45, it may not be in service at this time, but I'm telling you, vacationers are turning out in droves to ride the skunk train. So many new things happening there. They leave from Willits, they leave from Crowley. No, they don't. They go from Willits to Crowley. That's that big tree turnaround. And then to Fort Bragg. To the tunnel. Yes, ooh, there's a tunnel. And there are rail bikes. They provide a unique rail ride. Hey, both the short ride and there's this long one too. Check it out. And don't forget your locals discount. Come on, check out what's new on the Skunk at www.skunktrain.com. You know, the Skunk Train is what I call a progressive railroad. Always on the build, always on the new. Okay. Hey, in any words, so as I promised last week and the week before, today I'm train singer. Ha ha! Oh, I love him. Today, and I'm ready to sing you along, about an hour's worth of Around the Little Lake Valley on a train tunes with this Bipolar Express. I love this train. Hey, and at the same time, we have a treat this week. Really? Who was that? Oh, I think Greg was on the outside. But we're sharing some of the railroad history with you between some train songs today. So, in this month's Smithsonian magazine, we are going to learn that the golden spike made the newspapers, but another railroad made an even bigger difference to the nation. Yes, it did. Oh, I'm so sorry about that. Did anybody hear that besides me? Sorry, Mike. I can't. Anyway, I'm going to start off with a little history, and then we're going to go into some all those wonderful train songs that I love so well. Okay, here we are now. When the railroad tycoon Leland Stanford slammed home the fabled Golden Spike at Promontory Point, Utah, in May 1869, to join the Central Pacific to the Union Pacific and complete the country's first transcontinental railroad, the news electrified the country. A single word dispatched by telegram to the newspapers. Done! It set off brass bands and bell ringing across the United States. The new venture, the Pacific Railway, was a heroic achievement, but it was hardly an immediate commercial success, in part because it was never really meant to be. Now, President Abraham Lincoln authorized the undertaking back in 1862, primarily to unite East and West in the hope of making a stronger union once the Civil War was over. Yet on that score, too, it fell short, leaving the job of unifying the country to the second transcontinental, the Santa Fe, started in Kansas in 1863. Whereas the Pacific Railway relied heavily on federal grants, the Santa Fe raised most of its funds privately. It reached the Pacific in 1887 and helped turn the United States into a single economic powerhouse, linking the industrialized East, the Midwestern heartland, and the agricultural glories of the West Coast, all joined in a common market. Still, for some strange reason, the Santa Fe has never received a fraction of the credit that has gone to the Pacific Railway. Yes, interesting how history writes itself. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Those trains. Tick-a-tack-a-tick-a-tack-a-too. Wow. Hey. Woo. Yeah. Freight train going so fast. Freight train going so fast. I don't care what train I'm on, as long as it keep rolling on. And when I'm dead in my grave, no more good time will I crave. Place a stone at my head and feet, tell them all that I've gone to sleep. Freight train, coming down the track. Freight train, never coming back. I don't care what train I'm on, baby, as long as you keep rolling on. When I die, please bury me deep down at the end of Old Chestnut Street, so I can hear old number 9 as she go rolling by. Now freight train, coming down the track. Freight train, she's never coming back. Oh, I wanna watch those Blue Ridge Mountains fly, ride that old number 9. Right, come on now. Freight train, coming around the bend. Freight train, she's gone again. Please don't say what train I'm on, and they won't know what route I'm on. That sound is basically I bump my guitar neck against the boom. That's right. Oh, it makes that booming. Ah. Hey, looky yonder coming, coming down that railroad track. Ooh, looky yonder coming, coming down that railroad track. How that horn bottom pedal, bringing my baby back. Woo! Hey! I'm going down to Florida, get some sand in my shoe. Woo! Hey, maybe California, get some sand in my shoe. Woo! Ride that horn bottle pedal, get rid of my Willis poo. Hey, good luck, train slinger. Hey, you talk about your rambling. She's the fastest train on the line. Now you talk about you traveling. She's the fastest train on the line. Woo! Ha! Hey, that's that orange dot bagel running down the seaport line. Hey, hey! I said, orange blossom petal running down the sea. A ball line. Woo, yes. I'm going to tell you, I love coming in here today and pretending that I'm on the train, but I'm not. I'm not on the train. I'm on the Bipolar Express on KLLG LP 97.9 FM. Woo, woo, Willis! Ah, I love it, I do. Yeah. sell the morning paper, sir. Her name is Jimmy Brown. Everybody knows that I'm the boy in the town. Hear me yelling, morning sky, running along the street. I got no hat upon my head. You see the boy in my feet. Oh. Never mind, sir, how I look, don't look at me and frown. Sell the morning paper, sir, name is Jimmy Brown. I'm awful cold and hungry, sir, my clothes is mighty thin. I travel about from place to place, my daily bread to win. Father got a drunkard, sir, heard my mother say. I'm helping mother, sir, that journey along the way. Mother always tells me, sir, ain't nothing in the world to lose. I'll get a place in heaven, sir, sell the gospel news. I will sell the morning paper, sir, my name is Jimmy Brown. Everybody knows that I'm a new boy in the town. Hear me yelling, morning star, running on the street. I got no hat upon my head. No shoes upon my feet. Wow. I know it. Hey, let's get back to this history. It's so fascinating. Well, created by an act of Congress, the Pacific Railway proved to be the Apollo program of its day. A massive publicity-funded project that existed largely to demonstrate an important point. A railroad could indeed make it to San Francisco. Well, this was a remarkable accomplishment, but Congress didn't know what to do with the line once it got there. Promoters paid little attention to building up, you know, the freight and the passenger traffic it needed, you know, to succeed financially. Northern congressmen seeking to retain the benefits of the line for the Union ensured that it crossed the continent, Chicago latitude. The placement, by the way, exposed the tracks to blizzards that would halt trains for weeks and sent them through some of the West's most desolate territory, well away from the majority of the Rocky Mountains that might have been attractive to tourists and mining interests. But, well, so it's much alike. In addition, the Pacific initially lacked intersecting feeder lines, which would have contributed valuable passengers and freight. And most of the towns that sprang up along the railroad were of the, quote, hell on wheels variety, notorious for saloons and bordellos. That flourished only briefly as town by town track laying moved on. The Santa Fe was different. It tried to choose routes that would generate the traffic to cover construction costs. And it selected sites that were likely to grow after the rail arrived. Now, the company acquired open land at low cost, and then they sold it at a nice markup after the rail line enhanced the land's value. Railroad executives chose the town site, laid out squared off streets, and often ran their tracks down the middle to create a, quote, right side with respectable businessmen and a wrong side with the saloons. It placed its railroad station in the center of town, unlike the hell-on-wheels towns Albuquerque and El Paso, were built to last. Yes, they were. And by gosh, I've been to El Paso, and I've been to Albuquerque, too. I broke down in Albuquerque, heading south from Santa Fe. Oh, I'm that's another song. Hey, let's get back to some of this wonderful train songs. Pardon me, boy. Is that Chattanooga choo-choo? Woo! Track 29. Boy, you can give me a sign. I'll carry you for the boat of Chattanooga choo-choo. Woo! Hey, I got my fare. And just a travel to spare. You leave the Pennsylvania station about 3:45. Read a magazine, you're in Baltimore. Dinner in the diner, and nothing could be finer than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina. And when you hear the whistle blowing 8 to the bar, your Tennessee is not very far. I shoveled all the coal in, you gotta keep it rolling. Woo, woo! There you are. There gonna be a certain party at the station. Sad Natalie's. I used to call funny face. And now she's gonna cry. Till I tell her I will never roam. Ooh, Chattanooga choo-choo. I want you to me home. Come on, baby. You will leave at the Pennsylvania station by 3:45. Read a magazine, you're in Baltimore. A dinner in the diner, nothing could be finer than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina. Oh, when you hear the whistle blowing 8 to the bar, then you know Tennessee's not very far. Shovel all the coal in, you gotta keep it rolling. Woo, woo, Chattanooga, there you are. Hey, there's gonna be a certain party at the station. Oh, satin and lace. Used to call funny face. And now she's gonna cry. Till I tell her I will never roam. Ooh, Chattanooga choo-choo. I want you to take me home. Chattanooga, born to Chattanooga.
All aboard.
Chattanooga choo-choo. I want you to take me home. Oh, look out. You know, Casey, you don't know, he's a mighty man. Now he's living in the promised land. Only music you can understand. It was a secret deal on a huge commanded freight train boogie. All the time. Oh, freight train boogie. As it rolled down the line. Yeah. Go. Wow, the great brain book as it rolled down the line. You know, the firemen started ringing the bell. People hung around so they could tell that a Casey don't do was coming to town on a 6-8 wheeler that he fat on the ground and made the freight train boogie all the time. Whoa, freight train boogie as it rolled down the line. Down the line, go. Woo, woo. Wow, yeah, the freight train boogie as it rolled down the line. Wake up all the people all down the line. Oh, Lord, he could make that whistle whine. He says, do it, fireman, now hold your feet. I'm gonna make that driver do the boogie beat. He made the freight train boogie all the time. Freight train boogie as it rolled down the line. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Woo, woo. Wah, wah. Woo, woo. Wow, red grand boogie as it rolled down the line. Come on. Casey Jones was a mighty man. Now he's living in the promised land. Anything he can understand was a 6-8 wheel. Only he is going to make me the freight train boogie all the time. Hey, freight train boogie as it rolled down the line. Woo, ah, Casey. Well, I was a toting my pack along a dusty winter muck road. Along come a semi, how can this covered load you going to win a muck a man? Well, me, you can ride. I just climbed into the cabin, settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road. leave so much dust inside. I said, listen, bub, I've traveled every road in this ceiling. I've been everywhere, baby. I've been everywhere, man. Well, I crossed that desert's bare, man. Breathe the mountain air, man. Well, I've traveled, I've done my share, man. I've been everywhere, way down. Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Madam, Labrador, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Topeka, Columbia, I'm a killer, I've been everywhere, whoa. Everywhere, man, well, I cross it, this is bare, man. I'm in the mountain of Maine, well, I've been everywhere, I've done my share, well, I've been everywhere. Oh, boy. Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texarkana, Monterey, Santa Fe, Tallapoosa, Glen Rock, Knock Knock, Willow, Oskaloosa, Tennessee, Hennessy, Chicopee, Spur Lake, Red Lake, Devil Lake, Crater Lake, Pete, take a hop in everywhere. Everywhere, man, well, I was the desert bear, man. Breathe the mountain air, man. Will ever travel, I've done my share, man. I've been everywhere, man. Everywhere, all right. Whoa. Louisville, Nashville, Knoxville, Omaha, Sheffield, Jacksonville, Waterville, Costa Rica, Pittsfield, Springfield, Berkeley, Shreveport, Hackensack, Cadillac, Fawn Lake, Delaporte, Idaho, Calico, Argentina, Diamondina, Pasadena, Catalina, to see what I mean, sir. I've been everywhere, yeah. I've been everywhere. Well, I cross that desert bare, man. Breathe the mountain air, man. Well, I've been traveling, I've done my share, man. Hey, I've been everywhere. All right, whoa. Pittsburgh, Pocketburg, Gravelburg, Colorado, Hamburg, Rexburg, Vicksburg, Eldorado, Lairmore, Atmore, have a stretch, Chattanooga, Chaska, Nebraska, Alaska, Opelika, Baraboo, Waterloo, Amazon, Kansas City, Sioux City, 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 Dodge City, what a pity, I've been everywhere. Whoa, he's been everywhere. Across that desert bare, man. Through the mountain of Maine, well, I've traveled, I've done my share, man. Hey, you know, it's a place I haven't been. Well, I've been everywhere. Whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah, right. Okay. You know, a corporation in the modern style, the Santa Fe, was funded by private investors and run by a professional manager, William Barstow Strong, a veteran railroad man with kindly eyes and an Old Testament beard that ran well down his chest. A big believer in big, he operated by one principle. A railroad, to be successful, must also be a progressive institution. It's kind of like the skunk train, right? Always something new happening, new time. Anyway, and he wrote, that's what he wrote. By progressive, he did not mean politically. Quote, it cannot stand still. If it fails to advance, it must inevitably go backward and lose ground already occupied. Well, there you have it. His answer to every business question was to lay down track and then lay down some more. Now, the Santa Fe was nonetheless beset by challenges. And in the early days, when financing was uncertain, it was slow to lay track across Kansas. And when it finally reached Colorado in 1873, the state was still so empty. Denver was the only city of any size, and its population is roughly about 5,000. And much of the terrain still so uncharted, it was hard to know where to place the tracks. Worse for the Santa Fe, it came into the state near the tiny trading center of Pueblo, 100 miles south of Denver. Now, the leading treatise on this subject is in Strong's day, author Mellon Wellington's The Economic Theory of the Location of Railways, strongly advised against building any line that didn't lead to or from a well-populated city. And by well-populated, Wellington meant a New York or a Boston, and certainly not Pueblo. Moreover, the Santa Fe did not have Colorado all to itself. There was a rival company, the Denver and Rio Grande, had started in Denver back, 1872, with the idea of following the Rio Grande River to reach the Pacific in Mexico. But it was presided over by a dashing Civil War hero, the Union General William J. Palmer. And over the next decade, Strong and Palmer engaged in a heady game of spy versus spy, tracking each other's movements, intercepting telegrams, and decoding messages. And at one point, even disguising a surveyor as a Mexican shepherd, complete with sheep, to make topographical measurements in secret. Each sought to claim not just Colorado, but the entire Southwest out to California, as well as Mexico. Whoa, we had big plans back then. While this train is bound for glory, this train. This train is bound for glory, this train. Now this train is bound for glory, don't care nothing but the righteous and the holy. This train is bound for the glory, yeah, yeah. You know this train. Good time train. This train is a good time train. Oh, this train is a good time train. Good time train. You know, we're bound for the glory. Woo! Oh, are these trains you built for speed? He's built for speed, fastest train you ever did see. Wow, we're bound for the glory. Woo! Whoa, this is a good time train. Hey, a good time train. Are these trains? Good time train, a good time train, Lord. We're bound for the glory. Whoa. Come on, these trains bound for Willits's train. Woo, we're bound for Willits on this train. Are these trains you're bound for Willits? Get up them eggs and bacon and whoop up them skillets, because that's the only thing that rhymes with Willits. And you know we're bound for Willits on this train. Hey! Are these trains you're bound for glory, this train? This train is bound for glory, this train. Woo! This train's bound for glory, don't carry nothing but the righteous and the holy. This train, bound for the glory now, this train. Once upon a time there was an engineer, drove his locomotive boat far and deep, accompanied by a monkey that was sitting in a stool and watched everything the engineer would do. One day the engineer went to get a bite to eat, while he left the monkey sitting in the driver's seat. Monkey pulled the throttle, locomotive jumped the gun, made 90 miles an hour down the main line, rumble, big locomotive right on time. Big locomotive coming down the line. Big locomotive number 99. Left the engineer with a worry in mind. The engineer called up the dispatcher on the phone. Tell him all about it, locomotive was gone. Dispatcher on the wires was operated to the right. The monkey's got that locomotive sewn up tight. Switch operator got the message on time. North by living on the same main line. Open up the switch and let her through the hole. The monkey's got that locomotive under control. Hey, a big locomotive right on time. A big locomotive coming down the line. Big locomotive number 99. He left the engineer with a worried mind. Talking about, did he have a monkey actually there, or was it was there a monkey on his back? I don't know. Riding that train, high on cocaine. Casey Jones, you better watch your speed. Trouble ahead, trouble behind. Don't you know that notion just crossed my mind? This old engine running on time, the central station by 8:45. Mega Junction 17-2, 9:45. She's riding again, riding the train. I own cocaine. Casey, don't you better watch your speed. Trouble ahead, trouble behind. Don't you know that notion does cross my mind? Trouble ahead, lady in red. Bet your life you're better off dead. Firing, screaming, baby, 72. She's on the wrong track and coming for you. Hot game, now cocaine. Casey, don't you better watch your speed. Trouble ahead, trouble behind. Don't you know that motion just crossed my mind? Trouble with you, trouble with me. Too good, I reject those things. Come round the bend, he knows the end. Fire and screaming, in the green. Riding that train, high on cocaine. Casey, don't you better watch your speed. Trouble ahead, trouble behind. Don't you know that notion just crossed my mind? Riding the train, high on cocaine. Casey, don't you better watch your speed. Trouble ahead, trouble behind. Don't you know that notion just crossed my mind? Hey, don't you know that notion just crossed my mind? Yeah, and that's quite a notion, I gotta say. Well, let's get back to our story. Now, in the course of their competition, they came into direct conflict as a variety of places. Now, in the Royal Gorge outside of Pueblo, they fought perhaps the biggest railroad war in U.S. history, as each man sought exclusive access to one of the richest silver mines in the West, at Leadville. Each side raised an army of ragtag soldiers to scare off the other, and nearly as many lawyers. The war ran 2 years and didn't end until Jay Gould, the godlike robber baron who dominated the railroad industry, personally pressed for a, quote, treaty that would grant Leadville to the Rio Grande and the open territory to the south, to the Santa Fe. With each side bleeding money and both threatened by Gould's ability to drive them out of business, they agreed. But that looked like a bitter defeat for the Santa Fe, until the Rio Grande silver was soon exhausted, while the land of the Southwest increased in value once it was reached by rail. At the same time Strong was building west from Kansas, he was also building east, reaching Chicago in 1886, making it the westward gateway to the destination of the Santa Fe was already adding. Now, the most desirable of these was, believe it or not, Los Angeles, which the Santa Fe reached in 1887. But as it happened, another line was already in Los Angeles by then, the Southern Pacific. an outgrowth of the earlier Central Pacific, which ran its own line to Chicago through its hub in San Fran. San Francisco, yes, well, that's, hey, but the wonderful music that has come from trains. Whoa! Whoa! Come on, baby. A boogie, 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 boogie. Heading for the station with the back of my back. Tired of transportation in the back of the hack. Well, I love to hear the rhythm of the clickety-clack. Hit old ropes and whistle, smoke from the stack. And I pile around with Democratic fellas and Mac. Take me right back to that rap, jag, oh, choo-choo. Choo-choo the boogie, whoa, whoa. Oh, choo-choo. Choo-choo-choo-boogie, take me right back to the drag drag. You reach your destination, but alive and black. You need some conversation to get back on the track, yeah. Read the situation from the front to the back, woo! Hey, the only job open is a man with an axe, oh! Put it right back on the rack, jack, boo! Choo-choo, choo-choo-choo-boogie, woo! Oh, whoa, whoa, choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-boogie, baby! Put it right back on the rack, jack, woo, woo! Put it right back on the rack, jack. I'm gonna settle down by the railroad track. I live a life of rally in a beating down the shack. And when I hear that whistle, I peep for the crack. And watch the train out running, balling the jack. I love to hear the rhythm of the beat. Oh, take me right back to that shack, jack. A choo choo. Choo choo the boogie, woo. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Take me right back to the shack and jack. Oh, I know it, I know it, I know this train music. It's everywhere, it's all over the place. Yes, it is, and I, you can't get by without this classic, right? Well, I hear that train a-coming, coming round the bend, and see the sunshine, said I don't know when, but I'm a thug and fool in prison. Time keep dragging on, but that train keep rolling on down to San Antonio, yeah. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, you ought to be a good boy, don't you ever play with a gun. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die, yeah. When I hear that whistle blowing, I'll hang my head and cry. Defeating me from this prison, railroad train was mine. But I send it further down along the line. Fall over and breathe. But I want you to stay. And I let that lonesome whistle will blow my blues away. Hey, I bet that lonesome whistle will blow my blues away. Oh, the freedom. Hey, now, but let me tell you the story of the Rock on the Line. Now, the Rock on the Line run to New Orleans. And just before you get to New Orleans, there's a great big toll gate, and you got to pay the man just some money. You got certain things on board. You don't have to pay the man a thing. You can go right on through. Right about now, a train come pulling into the station. And that man leaned out the window and hollered down at the man on the ground. I got pigs, I got horses, I got cows, I got sheep, I got all livestock, I got all livestock, I got all livestock. And the man on the ground said, boy, you all right, you go right on through, you don't have to pay a thing. So that train started pulling out the station. Just a little bit down the line, he started to put on a little bit of speed. He get further down the line, he starts to put on a little bit of steam. And when he thinks he's out of sight of the man on the ground, why he not to win on the holiday? Well, I fooled you. I got pig iron, I got pig iron, I got all pig iron. And I tell you, I'm going for. Hey, down that Rock Island, that's a mighty good road. Rock Island line, that's the road wide. The Rock Island line, mighty good road. If you ride it, got to ride it like you're flying. Get your ticket at the station for the Rock Island line. Ow! A, B, C, W, X, Y, Z. Well, the cat's in the cupboard, but it don't see me. Rockin' line, I got the road to ride. Rockin' line, I see the mighty good road. If it's you ride, you gotta ride it like you're flying. Get your ticket, I take you for the rockin' line. Whoa! I may be riding, I may be wrong, but you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Whoa, rockin' line, see the mighty good road. Rockin' line, let the road to ride. Rockin' line, I see the mighty good road. You ride, got to ride like you finally get the ticket. That's the station for the Rockin' line. Whoa, look out. Oh, no. Runaway train. Hey, Rockin' line, see the mighty good road. Rockin' line, let the road you ride. Rockin' line, see the mighty good road. If it's you ride, got to ride like you finally get the ticket. That's the station for the Rockin' line. Ooh, yeah, baby, now. Hey, get back to our wonderful information that we've been coming across today with all this. Hey, I want to say before I go too far, how can you go too far, Gregory? Well, it's happened. But did you know that it was in the 1946 movie about the fun-loving waitresses at the railroad handy Harvey House restaurant that Judy Garland sang on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. And we'll have to get to that one. So, the Santa Fe's arrival sparked a frenzied rate competition with the Southern Pacific. Now, each side trying to undercut the other, and that ultimately dropped the price of a $125 ticket from Chicago to Los Angeles down to a single solitary dollar. Passengers flooded to Los Angeles, boosting the population of the once sleepy town from roughly 11,000 in 1880 to at least 50,000 by 1890. The speed of this growth set a Los Angeles record that has never been equaled, and dozens of other nearby cities such as Pasadena, San Bernardino, and Riverside shot up with it. And a brand new word appeared to capture the real estate explosion. Boom! Usually with exclamation marks attached. Now, the Santa Fe's arrival created Southern California as a coveted destination for Easterners and Midwesterners and marked the culmination of the famous injunction, "Go West, young man." Fervored promoters marketed Greater Los Angeles as paradise. And it pretty much was then, a place of eternal sunshine, studded with exotic palm trees and bright with roses year-round. Oh, it was an Eden from which naval orgies could be shipped in the Santa Fe's ventilated or refrigerated boxcars to delight Americans everywhere. The Santa Fe made Southern California, says Richard White, a railroad historian, and Southern California made the Santa Fe. So what do we have in here? Yes, well, a lot of, oh, I did it again. I'm so sorry, Mike. Actually, I'm sorry, KLLGLP 97.9 FM. You're riding on the Bipolar Express, and I'm fumbling around in here today. But what do you expect? It's Train Singer. Out from the wide Pacific to the broad Atlantic shore, climb them flowery mountains over hills and by the shore. Although she's tall and handsome, known quite well by all, a regular combination of the Wabash Cannonball. Woo! The Eastern states are dandy, well, the Western people say, Chicago, Rock Island, St. Louis by the way. The lakes of Minnesota where the rippling waters fall, chances can be taken on the Wabash Cannonball. Hey, listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar. Glides along the woodland, building by the shore. The mighty rush of the end, merry hobo wall. Rumbling through the jungle, the Wabash Cannonball. Woo. Sold that royal blue, cross that eastern country, Elkhorn number two. I rode a highball train, coast to coast at all. I have not found no equal to the Wabash Cannonball. Now here's the Daddy Claxton, name forever be. Long be remembered in the courts of Tennessee. For he is a good old rounder, tell the curtain round and fall. Carried home the victory on the Wabash Cannonball. Woo. Listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar. Glide along the woodland, building by the shore. Mighty rush of the Indian, merry hobo ball. Rumbling through the jungle, Wabash Cannonball. Woo! Down the line, I figure that's engine number 49. She's the only one that sound that way on the Action, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. All aboard, she's on her way. See the old smoke rising around the bend. I reckon that she knows she's gonna meet a friend. Folks around these parts get the time of day on the Action, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. Here she comes. Whoa, 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 whoa. Hey, Jim, you better get the ring. Whoa, 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 whoa. I got a list of passengers that might have been getting the long one lives. The Browns Hotel, lots of them were traveling for quite a spell all the way from Philadelphia, hey, the Yachts, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. Hey, back in Ohio, where I come from, I done a lot of dreaming and I traveled some, but I never thought I'd see the day I ever took a ride on the Santa Fe. Whoa, I lay across my windowsill, I hear the whistle echoing across the hills. Watch those lights that tell the fade away on the Yachts in Topeka and the Santa Fe. What a thrill. With the wheels a-singing westward ho, from the day heard them start. Cross old Kansas Plains to New Mexico, I guess I got a lot of gypsy in my heart. When I'm old and gray and settled down, I ever get a chance to sneak away from town. Spend my busman holiday on the Yachts in Topeka and the Santa Fe. The Yachts inside Topeka and the Santa Fe. Hey, I want to finish this little article here. Now, the railroad's success had other consequences. It helped to double Chicago's population in the 1880s, making it the nation's lumberyard and stockyard in the process. Chicago's central location inspired a sales innovation, the Montgomery Ward & Company, so long, mail-order catalog founded in 1872, which delivered by train goods from anywhere directly to customers everywhere, skipping retail stores and allowing Americans, wow, allowing Americans to get in on the latest high city fashions. And after the Santa Fe arrived in Chicago, the catalog fattened up to more than 240 pages, offering an astounding 10,000 items. Hey, with the line at full steam between two burgeoning cities, the Santa Fe gave rise to another innovation that would become a fixture of the American landscape, the chain restaurant. And in participation and partnership with New York restaurateur Fred Harvey, as we said, the Achilles, High and Harvey House entries appeared every 100 miles wherever the Santa Fe ran, serving a million meals a month early in the next century. The Santa Fe played a seminal role in the success of the movie business, itself a force that shaped the national character. After a New Jersey filmmaker, David Horsley, arrived in Hollywood to make westerns in the year Round Sunshine early in the new century, D.W. Griffith and Cecil DeMille, B. DeMille, followed, making Los Angeles the dream factory for the nation. As for Strong himself, the real dream maker, he was forced to resign from the Santa Fe in 1889. His ambitious track laying had outpaced the company's revenues. And although raised in the Midwest, Strong retired in Los Angeles, settling in a modest bungalow. In declining health, he died there on August 3, 1914, at the age of 77. His obituary in the Los Angeles Times mentioned little about Strong's railroad career, noting instead that he had a, quote, forcible handshake. Well, that suggested a gratuitous humanity. And there's some history right here from the good old you-know-where. Hey, you know, I'd like to kind of go out on a gentle bend right here. One of my favorite songs. There I go, Mike. It's been The Train Singer today. Greg Schindel returned next week, I suppose. One way or another. You've been riding on the Bipolar Express on KLLG LP 97.9 FM in Willits. You can reach us on the internet at www.klg.org. Asm. Have a good one. Go to sleep, you weary hobo, and let the towns just slowly by. Can you hear steel rails humming as the hobo's lullaby? Now I know your clothes are torn and ragged, and your hair's turning gray. Lift your head, smile at trouble. You'll find peace and rest someday. Now I know the police cause you trouble. They cause trouble everywhere. But when we die and go to heaven, you'll find no policeman there. It's for you, everyone. Now don't worry about tomorrow. Let tomorrow come and go. For tonight, we're in a nice warm boxcar, KLLG, safe from all the wind and snow. Good good night, good afternoon, and good morning. Go to sleep, you weary old. Thanks for riding the BP.